This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is with a good getaway.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Without that, you're toast.
The exit plan.
In this story, combined with a few others we've seen this year, it's got the room scratching its head because
what happened?
You're at the mercy of a schedule to get away from a crime scene. And if that's the case, you're going to get busted.
So it's not your schedule.
No.
You're a slave to the schedule.
You got it.
Gotcha.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Couple things going on right now. First of all, just after 6:45, we get into this Bills game, 4:05 against the Seahawks on Sunday. The same thing that makes this Bills team really good is also what's killing them.
Oh, that's not good.
We'll get into it just after 6:45. And if you are trying to watch a live stream, the computer exploded.
God damn it. You can't watch us talk?
It literally exploded. So we called our engineer, and it turns out it's his day off. So I don't know what to do now.
Well, now we feel like jerks.
That you could do.
Like, I call the kid, I wake him up on his day off.
And this kid doesn't get a break.
No, he really doesn't.
He's the sweetest kid ever,
too. But that job's like a seven-day-a-week headache.
Yeah.
So get your ass out of bed and get in and fix our live stream computer right now. So we'll get you that Bills content just after 6:45, and I don't think the computer is going to unexplode.
Yeah,
no, might be a little while.
There you go. This story comes to us from Pittsburgh.
What happened?
Specifically, the Dick's Outlet Mall on Monroe Avenue.
That's by my house.
Authorities say a 29-year-old male stole about $350 in shoes and other merchandise from the store.
That's like an aisle in that joint.
Yeah,
that
you're
stuff
right.
is like dirt cheap.
You're right. So he's got all that stuff, and he took off running.
Right.
So he made it out of the store, and the store called the Monroe County Sheriff's Department. Mm. They ended up getting their man
good
with crack police work.
What did they find, this son of a bitch?
The man was located at the bus stop.
So the bus stop by Wegmans.
I don't know which bus stop, possibly that bus stop.
Well, I'm trying to think. The first bus stop he could hit is going to be the one right next to the restaurant across the street from Wegmans, next door.
Okay, gotcha.
So he's sitting there at that bus stop.
Yes.
On Monroe Avenue.
Yep.
With all his loot.
He allegedly robbed the place, took off, and then proceeded to wait for the bus. He was arrested. He has a court date coming up.
Yeah.
This story is funny.
It's very funny.
Only because you robbed a place, allegedly, with the worst escape
plan
ever.
Right. Not the first time we've seen it, though.
It's the third. This is becoming more common. This is the third story where we have had a man arrested after shoplifting and a bus was involved.
Bus stop getaway.
Yeah. So the first one happened at the Delta Sonic in Henrietta. Suspect, according to police, ran into the store and ran out with a case of Heineken. And this guy actually made it on the bus.
Yeah, didn't they? They had to pull over the bus.
They pulled over a city bus, which must have been a major mind effort for the bus driver and the rest of the passengers.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a bus get pulled over by the cops?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Another suspect was arrested in Chi-Lai after police say he stole stuff from Wegmans, the Chi-Lai Paul Wegmans. Mm. He was then located at the bus stop with all the stuff he allegedly stole. And then you have this guy. Of the three we have in these three stories over the last 6-7 months, only one made it onto the moving bus.
Heineken Man.
Yeah. Heineken, man, he must have thought he was home free when the bus started moving.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're in the clear. The bus is
moving. He also probably thought they wouldn't chase down a pack of Heineken. You know what I mean?
It is premium beer.
It is. But maybe he thought, like, they're not going to worry about me.
It's Holland's best.
If you want to jump in, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So let's put the guy who made it on the bus that was moving aside.
Okay.
What I'm dying to know with the two guys that were arrested at the bus stop, this one from the other day and the one that happened out in Chi-Lai a few months ago. If you're going to use the bus as your escape plan, it's all about timing.
You get a schedule.
Right, yeah. You have to be there. You got to be ready when that bus pulls in. Like, you almost have to time out in your head, how long will it take me to run to the bus stop with this stuff where I can get on the bus?
So it means you're going to have to do like some prelim, like maybe like do a couple of dry runs.
Which is possible.
Yeah.
I mean, every time you do it, it's going to cost you like $1.25. You got to get on the bus.
Right.
Did these men have the schedule right and the bus was late?
Mm-hmm.
Or did they not factor in the schedule when they decided this would be their
Goal? Like, was he early to the bus stop or did he miss the bus?
Or it also could be he was right on time and the bus was running 5-10 minutes late that day.
Yeah, it could be many of those factors.
Sure. Right?
Because you
I'm guessing you're stealing... You're all the way out in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing this cat ain't a Pittsburgh resident.
Why do you say that?
Because he's taking a bus to leave.
Okay, but he could have been taking 2 bus stops.
But like, you could have found other places to rob closer to your house where they would required no bus.
Do you hear this man right now?
What?
Yeah, I live in Pittsburgh, and nobody in Pittsburgh commits any crimes.
This is,
disregard multiple Dateline NBC documentaries that have been happening the last couple
of
years.
But most of the crimes in Pittsburgh are white-collar and computer crimes.
Okay.
You don't have to wait for the bus.
Did they use a computer to kill their fathers?
Oh, you don't think they used a computer?
Well, actually, one was caught.
On the computer.
Well, they were Googling things.
Yes. I'm saying you should have picked a place closer to your house that wouldn't require a bus. Like, you could have just... Obviously, you got pretty good foot speed. You can get down under weather pretty quick. Go closer to your house.
I would also think you'd stand out at a Pittsburgh bus stop because how many people are taking the bus?
Well, no, that bus stop's actually...
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Because a lot of people that work at Wegmans and work in those shops take that bus home.
Interesting. Because I would think like there are just some towns where like nobody takes the bus.
No, actually,
so Webster was like that.
Well, a lot of... Wait, nobody took the bus?
Yes. Like, it was rare to see somebody...
out, too.
For some reason, like, you would see, like, once in a while, you'd see some cat standing there. But it was pretty rare.
Okay.
But that place, that one in Monroe is always jammed with folk.
And why this man may have thought he could get away with it, not only is it always jammed up with people at the bus stop, there's a lot of people that not only work... But also shop down there.
Yeah, after they're done working.
Yeah, so like there'll be people holding a bunch of different bags. So maybe this guy thought, hey, I'm just a guy holding bags, all blend in, and then he got busted. If the allegations are true, of course, right? I don't know, man. Like, if they had the timing down and the bus was late, I do feel a little bit bad for that guy.
I do, too. But the one other thing, like, there's a ton of sheriffs always around Monroe Avenue.
No kidding, in Pittsburgh?
All over.
Yeah, really.
So they park in different of those parking lots. So he could have literally ran by a sheriff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then plopped his ass down.
Yeah, very possible. Although I always wonder, too, like we see these stories, we assume these people are like running out of the store.
Yeah, they could just be casually walking out, and that's why they're not being noticed right away.
And like nobody from the Dick's outlet is going to go like go after them. Why would you? And you shouldn't do it anyway, even if it was like Fabergé eggs and bald eagle heads. Like, I don't care how expensive it is. Just let it happen, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this 29-year-old man. He was arrested after police say he shoplifted from the Dick's Monroe, the Dick's outlet on Monroe Avenue, about $350 in shoes and other clothing. The Monroe County Sheriff's Department found him waiting for the bus on Monroe Avenue. This is the third story where someone was arrested at a bus stop or on a bus after shoplifting. Elijah writes us on Twitter, who said he was going to catch the bus? How do you know if his car was 5 to 10 minutes late and he waited at the bus stop to try and blend in? So he was waiting for a ride and he was blending at the bus
stop.
Also
possible.
Pretty rare.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about, Elijah. Yeah, that's stupid.
That ain't happening. Stupid.
But if you were waiting for a ride, why would you not have them waiting right outside of where you robbed?
That would have been a good plan.
You would think they'd also drop you off, too.
Right?
Right.
I also love, too, like, hey, man, I'll give you a ride from where you rob, but I could only be here at this time. And, like, this guy would have to shoplift 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Look, my shoplifted window is only from 3:15 to 3:30. If you could be here at 4, I guess I'll have to wait for your shoplifting. I know the other part of these stories, right, and if the guy committed the crime, I mean, look, you know, punishment happens, right? I always kind of feel bad for him, too. You don't have one person in your life that's willing to pick you up from a crime.
Yeah, true.
That's willing to drive with you to the crime. Because if I'm driving, if I'm the wheel man, I have the ability to be like, I didn't know what he was doing. He just asked me for a ride.
Then probably all your buddies are working. What?
Working buddies? I don't know what day of the week this happened.
Well, it's obviously daytime.
Well, that makes it even more sad. Like, everyone else has got a job, and you're stealing stuff from the Dick's outlet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, everybody's always got that one busted buddy.
I wonder, okay, that brings up another question.
Busted buddy?
If you're shoplifting, are you a known shoplifter in your group of friends?
Probably.
Why do you say probably?
Well, didn't you know everybody that, like, especially when you were a teenager?
But I think that's different. Like, you were doing it to be cool?
I guess.
Right? As an adult?
Yeah.
As,
like I feel like I could tell my friends that have the potential to shoplift.
I've known a few.
They're just big risk takers in general. Like, they don't really care. You know what I mean?
Because like if you found out that we had a friend that was just normal life, had a regular job, right?
Good guy.
I mean, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it turns out he was like shoplifting every
as an adult
while.
Man.
Would that change your opinion?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be weird.
Even though like you have much scummier friends than that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But that would be weird. Like it would be out of character.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Elijah won't give up. On this whole,
so he's got a theory.
He's coming back for more.
Because his first one was the getaway car. He was 5 to 10 minutes late, and I go, that was stupid. And he goes, because you don't want the getaway car to be spotted or the place to be taken, so you go to the bus stop where nobody has any idea or clue what's going on. It's the largest parking lot in Monroe County.
Yeah.
You could have parked
anywhere.
But tough to get in and out of there, so by the way, maybe he has a point.
So then park at the Marshalls across the street.
It would also stand out, because I said there's cops all up and down Monroe Avenue, that you stopped at a bus stop to pick up one individual at a bus stop,
on
and you're not a bus.
On one of the busiest roads in Monroe County.
Which I think is illegal.
Boo! Okay.
I don't think you can stop at a bus stop and pick up passengers.
It's against Regulation 32.7. You can't pick up
Ask your dad.
Why would that be against the law?
Because it's a bus stop. You can't stop at a bus because you're blocking the buses.
Oh, yeah.
So you cannot stop at a bus stop and pick up passengers as a private citizen.
Question, what happens when the red light stops me at the bus stop?
You're in the lane. You had to pull over.
There's just a shoulder there. There's not like a place for the bus to pull in.
But you would be in the yellow area.
That is such a stupid argument. That is the dumbest argument. That bus stop is at a red light.
Ask your old man.
You think my dad knows regulations?
He's a cop. He's a decorated officer.
He was a cop for 30 years in Gates. He arrested 7 people. Could not be bothered with books. He had 3 sandwiches to eat and cats to get out of trees and hair to spike. No, it's the stupidest argument.
I think I cracked it.
That is such a small town insulated thing.
It would stick out. A sheriff would see that and pull that guy over.
But that's not even part
of this. Deputy Dog, come on his
ass. You got me defending Elijah's stupid take.
I know. That's usually what happens, right?
Everybody is stupid but me, I think is what we're learning here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.